Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 42. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 5. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn." But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. For if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. They say in Germany they bury him with their heads out of the ground because it's harder than any stone you can find. And judging from the strength of this head cold, which I picked up in Germany last week, I think it's doubly true. Now, then to be thrown in front of these texts for this occasion, for your installation, I thought, a second look, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. That's perfect advice for budget season around here. Especially the one if somebody takes your tunic, give him your cloak as well. And same budget season, you'll feel like you're walking out of the room with your skivvies on, probably. But the Lord blesses anyway. There are two aspects of the office of the ministry. We spent a lot of time on this in the Council of Presidents the last few years, growing together. Both of them are divinely given. The office of the ministry, and we should note for this occasion today, the office of missionary pastor, has two aspects. Both of divine origin. One is from above and the other is from below. Paul tells us in Ephesians that when Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts to men, apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers. According to our church's public teaching on this passage, Walther's Church in Office, the Lutheran Confessions, this refers to the office of the ministry, preaching and teaching and administering the sacraments. The office of missionary pastor, therefore, is a divine institution. It is from above. Our confessions say that the office stems from the apostolic office. It's a divine institution. It's not willy-nilly. One can't treat it as though it is unnecessary. It is God's own mandate and institution. Paul could argue this way in front of the Galatians, for instance. Am I not an apostle? That means, am I not sent by God? But even in the case of Paul and, say, Barnabas, the Christians at Antioch lay hands upon them and send them on their merry mission way. Would have had to happen that way. It wouldn't have, but it does. Paul and Barnabas could say, hey, great, pray for us, but we're sent by God. We don't need anything more from you but money. But people lay hands on. And this shows that the office, these missionary offices, are also from below. God gives these offices, these tasks of going, to all people, to all Christian people, to all baptized Christians. person is baptized into this priesthood. A person is baptized into the life and death and forgiveness of Jesus Christ and freed. Every one of us baptized into this spiritual priesthood. And what a wonderful thing it is. Oh Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. You need nothing more than that to realize that every baptized priest is a missionary. We sing the praises of God among the unbelievers and among our neighbors and in our families as a winged way of sonorously hovering the gospel around them and over them and in them and under them. We're priests. We praise him. This office of the ministry, this office of missionary pastor, is from below. It also is based upon the spiritual priesthood. Every baptized priest has the right and duty to proclaim Christ's excellencies. The duty. Every one of us. In the context of your vocations, you're authorized to speak for God. My goodness, when you're around your grandchildren, speak for God, would you? I tell you, you are loved, Rosie. I tell you, you're God's child, Rosie. I tell you, Rosie, you're baptized. I tell you, Rosie, I forgive you. It's okay. I tell you, I'm going to protect you, Rosie. Don't worry. Speak it in your lives. How much difficulty do we have in the church and families because our people have not had their lips opened or been trained or encouraged to speak what God has spoken to them as spiritual priests everywhere they go, at home, at work, among your friends, when you're called to stand up publicly someplace in front of your workers or who knows what, and you give a testimony to Christ. That's your sacred duty and your privileged, wonderful right. And you know what's even more a privilege? God uses Balaam's asses like us to wing his gospel across the world in every nook and cranny where some baptized priest is. How wonderful. You also are spiritual priests to offer the sacrifice of praise acceptable to God in the name of Christ. Blessed the lips that praise his name. Priests are born by baptism. Spiritual priests have the right and duty to present their requests to God in prayer. You have the right and the duty to pray, all of you. And the blessed assurance that Christ, who has told you to pray, promises to hear your prayer and gives you the very words to pray. Thy kingdom come are good for you as spiritual priests. And priests make sacrifices of love in serving their neighbor, their families, their neighborhoods, their communities, their church. All of us are called to this. And then all of that from below, those spiritual priests, according to our Lutheran confessions, all of that from below, God works through the choosing, the calling, the electing, the ordaining of the church, which has the keys, to place you, Corey, at this moment for that ministry to be a missionary on behalf of the church who preaches in the name of Christ, who ministers the sacraments in the name of Christ, who comforts missionaries in the name of Christ, and additional duties, etc., etc., by law, etc., etc. However mundane, it's all sacred. And Jennifer, you've been a missionary yourself. Is it right to have lay missionaries? Well, of course. Of course. Speaking in their vocations, the words of Christ, serving according to their vocations and gifts, the missionary community, serving the community of people in need of Christ. That's why half the people we call are lay people as missionaries. That's the way it should be. But you have an office today. And in a moment, we'll hear your clear yes or no. Don't give me anything on the confessional paragraph that I don't want to hear. Just say yes or no, will you? I think we can count on you for that. These positions are very challenging in this place, as you well know, especially having been on the deployed side in Europe. Now you can get here and be the head shed folks that everybody out there can't stand at certain moments when they want a car or something, and we don't get it soon enough. Didn't you want a car one time and couldn't get it sooner? That wasn't you. Had to be something else. But you are here to be a blessing, and you will be, in service to this blessed gospel. And it's a great moment globally. We have 40 students enrolled in our seminary program, church planting seminary program, in the Livonia Project in Europe. This is the most extensive mission effort of the Missouri Synod in Europe ever. And those stories go on and on. The opportunities are great. The funding is there. The iron is hot. Let us strike. The priesthood are all behind us. Let's go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.